Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today, the wonderful Kelly Case. We're all about the Tweeds Holiday Home Tour. This is the 21st annual. Kelly, you've been busy for a lot of years, having a lot of fun with this.
Absolutely. It's a great event, and we have great fun putting it on for the community.
Up in Woodland Park every year.
Yes, sir.
And the dates this time around, December 7th, Saturday and Sunday, and both days 10 to 5 p.m. and packed with activities and things going on, music and food and goodies for the kids, even Santa and Mrs. Claus, a big giant Christmas tree, the opportunity for the kids to decorate cookies and all kinds of fun stuff. So there's something for everybody. So what's at the top of your list? Where do you want to start today, Kelly?
Well, everyone can see what's going on and really what we have planned at our website. It's www.wphht.org. And on there, you can see the various venues, their locations, the convenience, and then all of the events that are planned for each day. The tour lasts both Saturday and Sunday, the 7th and 8th of December. So it's amazing all the things going on.
Absolutely. Let's start with Saturday.
Let's just
have some fun with Saturday for the Monday. There's six total venues and a hospitality house. So if you buy your tickets online, for example, you go to the hospitality house. That's where Will Call is. You pick up your tickets. And where is the hospitality house and what kind of fun stuff is happening there to sort of kick off the day?
Thank you. The hospitality house is actually the Keller Williams office in Woodland Park. We're located directly across Highway 24 from the Walmart. Its address is 107 Sundial Drive, and we are in the downstairs portion of that building. It opens at 10 a.m. People always show up early, which is fine. And you can pick up your tickets from purchasing online, or you can even purchase tickets there to start your day. And at the hospitality house, we'll have the opportunity to sit down, enjoy yourself. We'll also have musical entertainment coming in and out of there as well. We'll have all kinds of refreshments, baked goods, provided by various volunteers throughout the community. And we'll have hot cider and coffee and an opportunity to really visit and get to know other folks that are enjoying the tour as well.
That is the warm-up for what are promising to be a couple of very fun days. Saturday starts with the Kiwanis Breakfast with Santa.
Yes, at the UPass Cultural Center. That starts at 8 a.m. I believe it goes till 11. And it's a chance to see Mr. and Mrs. Claus in the morning. I mean, they're everywhere. That's what it's about for the children. And they have a free breakfast there and a visit with Santa. And then all day long, our activities, it's the Tweeds Fine Furnishings, which is our naming or sponsor, has their open house each day. And they have complimentary food from the Swiss Chalet, breakfast, lunch, dinner. The food changes through the day. Then we also have the home tour, of course, where you have the opportunity to visit the venues. And know that your ticket will allow you to visit each venue once, whether it's Saturday, Sunday, or both days. And then after the tour closes at 5, there is the Lighter Side of Christmas Parade, which is another fundraiser that benefits the Main Street program in Woodland Park this year. And it is actually kicks off at 6 p.m. People line the streets. We have bum barrels with fires through down the road to keep people warm. Businesses are open, offering hot chocolate, things like that to keep you warm. And then this year, after the parade and Santa comes through on the fire truck, we have fireworks sponsored by the city. And then we're inviting people this year. We've made a little bit of a change, and all of the folks are invited to come to Memorial Park, just to the north of Highway 24, for the tree lighting. This year, we are moving it from the Cultural Center to the park to have an outdoor event with fire in the fireplace at the park in the pavilion, and then lighting the tree and having the Christmas tree or the community's Christmas tree outdoors this year. So make note of that has changed for this year and will be in the park. So it's a full day of activities to really kick off the Christmas season.
All of the venues are going to be open both days.
Absolutely. Again, 10 to 5.
Saturday, Sunday, 10 to 5, just like you say. 6 venues, the Hospitality House. Let's talk about some of the other venues.
Absolutely. Other than the Hospitality House, we have all the homes are really right in Woodland Park this year, other than the Sally Bush Community Building in Green Mountain Falls that we've already spoke about. Each of the homes are unique. We have everything from a small rustic cabin that's one of the original historic cabins in the downtown part of Woodland Park to a over $1 million home that is a contemporary rustic style of home that was built by Picasso Homes up in Paradise of Colorado, which is above the Walgreens store. It's a beautiful home and quite large, and will be interesting for folks to visit. It was actually on the Parade of Homes in 2015 and won several awards during that parade. So that'll be an interesting thing. We've got another large home behind the Remax and Keller Williams buildings on Glendale Street that is just beautiful, and these have some amazing views. So it's a variety, like I say. All of them except for the Sally Bush Community Building are located in Woodland Park, so there won't be a lot of driving and distance between your venues. So it will be easy to complete the tour in one day if that's your choice.
Okay. Tickets again, and where and how to get them?
Absolutely. Tickets this year are $20 each, or you can buy a set of two for $25. No, I'm sorry. They're $20, two for $30. Mm-hmm. And then we have a family pack, which includes two adult tickets and then stickers that are darling for your children that join you on the tour. And that is $35. Or if you just have a student that's going to be joining you, we do have a student price for $5 for K through 12. And you can purchase those tickets at Tweet's Fine Furnishings in Woodland Park at City Market, or online at our website, which is WPHHT.org. And then you pick those tickets up at the Hospitality House when you start your tour.
So I'm just picturing this beautiful weekend, because we're going to ask the KRDO weather team to make it a nice weekend.
Oh, please do.
We'll see what Mary Matthews can deliver for us that day. She's wonderful to work with. You start your day. If you've bought your tickets online, or if you want to buy your tickets, you head up to the Keller Williams Building. That's at 107 Sundial Drive, right across from the Walmart. You can buy your tickets there, pick them up there. You can meet lots of wonderful people, get a little cider, right? A little hot chocolate, a little
coffee.
Some cookies and coffee, and just kind of get ready for the day. Then off you go from 10 until 5, and then it extends even past that. Holiday home tour, lighter side of Christmas parade, ending with fireworks and Santa Claus. Then the city's tree lighting in Memorial Park, again, moved from the cultural center, so it's outdoors so that everybody and anybody can go who has been a part of the Tweed's holiday home tour. Tweed's, again, the presenting sponsor this year, as with many years in the past, and they're going to have their own open house with meals there or food themed for the time of day, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Very, very fun stuff. Very inexpensive, $20 for an adult, two for $35, is that right?
Two for 30, the family pack is $35.
Wow, even better. And if you have a student and
K through 12,
$5 each.
You bet. Don't forget the fireworks after the parade as well.
Not at
People
all.
Love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And then Sunday, enjoy the Christmas concert, which is presented by the Woodland Park Wind Symphony. And more going on as well. The Colorado Pro Start High School Hospitality Education Program, conducted by Colorado Restaurant Association, they're going to be doing cooking demonstrations, specifically holiday baking, which means your little kiddos can go and they can ice the cookies once they're done. Man, you can just smell it now. You can feel the warmth and the fun and the holiday fun everywhere. Woodland Park will be a busy place that day. You even have little guides that you've got published that you can pick up that will kind of walk you around and tell you where everything is. And so there'll be lots of shopping to do, lots of fun to be had, too. Very full days. And as I say, we will ask our weather team to make it nice weather for all of you up there. Kelly Case, Tweed's Holiday Home Tour, you're the marketing and sponsorship coordinator. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us here on KRDO's Business Connection.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio. We air Sunday mornings at 7 right here on KRDO at 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, now with more mics to listen at 92.5 FM. And if you miss one, well, heck, go to the podcast page. Free 24/7, KRDO.com, click radio, and select podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.